Hey guys, sorry to interrupt today's episode, but I just wanted to let you know that I have just launched a Patreon page. If you'd like to go check it out or maybe even subscribe, you can do so by going to the show notes, and I will leave it there right for you to go and check it out. Subscribing to Patreon does get you exclusive benefits like early access to episodes, ad-free episodes, and fan requests. So I will put the link in the show notes so you can check it out. All right, enjoy the episode. Hello guys, and welcome to the 7th episode of Discussions with Brandon and Nicole. My name is Brandon, and I will be joined by my co-host, Nicole.
Hello there.
So, today in this episode, we are going to be discussing what we think the order is to watch the Star Wars movies. That includes all 9 movies.
For the first time.
Yes, that includes all 9 movies, plus Rogue One and Solo, and optional, but we do like The Mandalorian.
Yes. So we're going to be putting that in there as well.
Yes.
Okay, I feel like the best way to go about doing this is instead of just naming them off like one by one like we did last time, we just need to go through the whole thing individually. Because...
yeah, that sounds...
If you go like step by step, then it might get confusing. So...
yeah.
Who wants to go first?
I guess I'll go first. So, I like going, personally, I don't know about you, and we haven't seen each other's list, but I like going in chronological order. So, the first movie I would watch is Star Wars The Phantom Menace, followed immediately by Star Wars Attack of the Clones, followed immediately by Star Wars Revenge of the Sith. That, I would watch that, the prequel section together. I would not... take a break in between those movies, but I would take a break in between Solo. So number 4 is Solo, A Star Wars Story. And I wouldn't watch my number 5 right after that. I would take a little break. My number 5 is Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. And then I would not take a break after Rogue One because that gets into the original trilogies. Number 6 is my Star Wars, A New Hope. Number 7 is Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back. Number 8, Star Wars Return of the Jedi. The number 9, I would actually take a break before watching it, is The Mandalorian. And then number 10, I would take a break before watching that, is Star Wars The Force Awakens, followed by 11, Star Wars The Last Jedi. And number 12, finally, Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker.
Okay, so pretty much just like... mainly in chronological order.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So my list is actually fairly out of order. Like, not by a ton, but, like, it is kind of out of order. So, in my opinion, I suggest watching A New Hope and then Empire Strikes Back first.
Okay.
And then, after Empire, you go back to the prequels and you watch 1, 2, and 3 in that order. And then you watch Solo and Rogue One. So those two are kind of like intertwined. But like in that specific order, just because I feel like that may be where it comes chronologically.
Yeah.
And then after that, you go back to Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
Because I don't know. There's just something about it. I think that if you watch the prequels first, Return of the Jedi would be more powerful because you would already know about Anakin and his backstory.
Okay.
And then also about the Emperor as well. But I still wanted to keep the first two original movies in there because of, you know, the main characters and the reveal of Darth Vader being his father. So you would still have all those super fun twists and things. And then go back and watch it. And then after Return of the Jedi, we go into The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi. And then you take a break and you watch The Mandalorian right before The Rise of Skywalker. And I think, I don't know, I think it's just because when I was watching it, that's the order that I watched, not that specific order, but the part about The Mandalorian and then The Rise of Skywalker, because The Mandalorian came out earlier than The Rise of Skywalker did, and I think it was really cool to see the force healing power thing.
Oh, yeah.
That, like, connected with The Rise of Skywalker, so, like, the powers, or, like, the force abilities were, like, intertwined together. Mm-hmm. So that's why I thought it would be, like, good to watch them, like, at the same time.
Okay. I see where you're coming from there, yeah.
So yeah, that was my order.
Now, other people have some different orders, like watching them like based on when they were released. So what do you think about that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd say that's pretty similar to the list that I made, with the exception of, like, Solo, Rogue One, and The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
It's fairly similar. Because, like, I did start with the original trilogy and then go back to the prequels. But then I waited on Return of the Jedi. Just because, I don't know, I thought it would be cool to have the backstory of it first.
Yeah.
But that's the order that I originally watched it in as a kid, was the originals first, then the prequels, and then...
Oh, really? I did not know that.
The extras and the sequels.
I didn't mm-hmm. know that, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, no, I didn't watch Revenge of the Sith till I was probably, like, I want to say, like, 10 or 11, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, older. And that was, like, the last one that I saw before any of the new films came out.
Oh, wow.
So I did watch the originals first, and then the prequels.
Same, but...
So...
But now that I think about it, the order that I would really want, that I would have liked to watch it first, is the order that I have, just because... To me, watching them in chronological order makes more sense to me.
Yeah, I get that as well. I don't know, it's just, there's something about, like, you basically just, like, learn about the Force and everything in the first two movies, and, like, basically, that's what everyone else started with, you know,
mm-hmm.
at the beginning. So, I don't know, that's why I say to watch the first two movies first and then go back to the prequels. But,
yeah.
That's just me, personally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
this is a very short
episode. It was a very short episode, so we apologize there. But thank you all for listening. Make sure to go back and check out our past episodes if you're bored. Also, thanks to our sponsors who sponsored this episode. And make sure to support us if you would like to. The link will be in the show notes. And make sure to stay safe. And we will see you guys in the next episode. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.